أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, and in particular we've been focusing on Qassam Place. Today we will look at Surah An-Najm, and Surah An-Najm is Surah number 53. It's good to use these numbers in daily language. For example, when I want to tell a child that they're a star in a class, I say, you're a 53. And it just gets me to remember that star is 53. And it slowly seeps into our everyday language. So maybe we could start using that. For example, when it's Surah Yasin, which is the heart of the Quran, and I want to say, I love you to someone, I say, I 36 you. And because it is the heart of the Quran, it just puts me into Quranic mode. So anyway, 53 is Najm. It is probably the first surah that the Prophet recited as a whole in public. In fact, there is a narration that says that it is so powerfully eloquent that when he recited it, the Meccans were mesmerized listening to it. And in fact, at the end, this is a surah where you have a wajib sajda tilawat, which means when you hear the last ayah, you will go into sajda if that is not a recorded one, but a live recitation. And it is said that the Meccans actually were so mesmerized, they went into sajda. But then when they got up, they made excuses by saying, you know what made us go into sajda was because in this surah, there the names of their gods are taken as well. But in any case, it's an amazing surah. Maybe you could find a reciter that you are attached to and you may want to listen to the recitation. It is phenomenal. Okay, back to the surah. 62 ayat. It's a Makki surah. And the focus of the surah, it starts off with the Mi'raj or the ascension of the Prophet and his encounter with the angel Jibreel. In essence, divinity shows his sign to his most awesome slave, the Prophet. It's amazing. And this is in section 1 to 18. There is also then a warning to those who create beliefs from their own assumptions and make up their own laws. And finally, it ends with the basic truths of divinity that do not change over time. That basically is the focus of the surah. Benefits of recitation: the surah will give you courage and respect and an upper hand in discussions. I always like putting in the did you know in any of these surahs. So did you know that the surah begins with the star falling? You know, it starts off, the first ayah is one najmi idha hawa. I swear by the star when it falls. And then it ends in the last verse where go into sajda, in other words, fall into prostration for Allah and submit to him. And then there's an ayah that I adore. It's ayah number 43. And I call it the ayah of love, for Allah says, وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَضْحَكَ وَأَبْكَ. It is He who makes human beings laugh. It is He who makes you laugh. And it is He who makes you cry. And some of the Mufassirin tell us that this is the crying, the tears of truth and joy. So in other words, those people who make us laugh, who make us joyful, who show us the truth and joy and make us cry tears of joy are actually divinely sent. They're the ones in whom you see your Rabb. It's just amazing. So next time you see a baby smile or anything, anybody smile or laugh because you came in front of them, or they have tears of joy, oh my goodness, just say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen or Subhanallah. So now let's look at the surah. We've just divided it into four sections. The first section, ayah 1 to 18, looks at the mi'raj, or the ascension of the Prophet to the heavens. It starts off with, when najmi idha hawa, I swear by the star when it falls, ma dhalla sahibukum wa ma ghawa, your companion does not make any errors, nor has he gone astray, wa ma yantiqu anil hawa, nor does he speak out of desire. In other words, he doesn't make things up. In huwa illa wahyu yuha, it is nothing but divine revelation. And then he says how close he got to divinity. Allah says, فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى. So he was the measure of two bows, or closer still. A bow's length, you know, like a bow and an arrow. Well, from tip to tip, that was a standard measure amongst the Arabs. He then talks about Sidratul Muntaha, the furthest tree, which is said to be at the boundary, which even the angel Jibreel could not cross. In essence, it is what Ayah 18 says, لَقَدْ رَعَى مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْقُبْرَى. He saw the greatest signs of his Rabb. The second section is Ayah 19 to 30, and it's a warning to those who create beliefs from their own assumptions. They make up gods as they wish and rules as they please. And divinity reminds them, فَلِلَّهِ الْآخِرَةِ وَالْأُولَى. For Allah, or to Allah, belongs the hereafter and the former life. In other words, the beginning and the end all belong to Him. The third section, which is a short section about five ayat, is the contrast of punishment for those who do evil with the reward of those who are righteous. For those who do evil will pay for their evil deeds, while those who do good are compensated with the very best. And there's a warning which says, do not become self-righteous. And finally, the fourth section, ayah 35 to 62. There's a reflection upon creation. And basically, the truths in the Qur'an are the same as those that were given to Prophet Musa and Ibrahim. In other words, basic truths don't change. So here's some of them. None will bear the burden of another. The human being will see and get exactly what he or she strives for. The final destination is always Allah. And then what I talked about before, it is He who makes the human being laugh and cry. He causes death and He gives life. He created pairs. Resurrection is mandatory because that is a major aspect of justice. He enriches and He withholds, and none removes punishment other than Him. And then Allah ends by saying, أَفَمِنْ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ. Do you then wonder about this narration, this announcement? وَتَضْحَكُونَ وَلَا تَبْقُونَ. And you will just laugh at it and not cry about the judgment? Will you just mock it? And then he says, وَأَنْتُمْ صَامِدُونَ. Are you just indulged, you're immersed in heedlessness and entertainment? You know what you need to do, he says? فَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ وَاعْبُدُوا. Go into sajda and submit to Him or serve Him. This is one of the most mesmerizing, enchanting surahs of the Quran. Try and listen to it. It's absolutely beautiful. You will get addicted. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are addicted to His book and are able to follow the guidance. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.